Okay, it's pronounced Vostochny. Everybody remember word Vostok? Name of the Yuri Gagarin spaceship. So Russian language a little bit tricky, but in translation to English, it just simply means Eastern. So if you're referring to Eastern spaceport, this is what it is. This was year of 55th anniversary of Gagarin flight. So you can see logo here. So why Russia need a new spaceport at all? It's probably a quiz material. How many big spaceports Russia had before Vostochny was put in operation last month? The two big spaceports, there are few small mobile launchers. There are few mine launchers for Dnepr rocket, which is effectively converted ISMB rockets. And in theory, any Russian submarine could launch payload to orbit. It never happened properly, but in theory, they tried once, but they failed. So why they decided to create a new spaceport if they have Baikonur, the first and the biggest spaceport in the world, and they have Plesetsk? Plesetsk was established in mid-60s as a 100% military base. It's something probably similar to Vandenberg launch facility in U.S. Baikonur happens to be overseas after dissolution of USSR. So since 1992, I probably mentioned once that situation with Russian space program idiomatically represented case of suitcase without handle. It's very dear to drop it and very difficult to carry it out into future. So as a result, since 1991, all Russian efforts were to preserve status quo, to modernize existing family of Soyuz launchers, to modernize Proton launchers, preferably with introduction of international cooperation to inject new funds, because government funding was a bleak shadow of what was before, during Soviet time. So what happened in 2007, when decision was made to create a new spaceport? Decision probably was not technological. Decision probably was in majority a political one. Because of Kazakhstan happens to be overseas, any friction or any new government in this sovereign state could effectively finish Russian space program. And they decided to build a spaceport which would allow to solve this problem, to have a guarantee independent access to space. And effectively, both Baikonur and Plesetsk, they started as military facilities. Vostochny, on another hand, started, it was the first, and Kapustin Yar as well, by the way, because it was analog of Woomera launch range in Australia. The whole existence of Kapustin Yar was built with the same reason, to launch military hardware, in this case, to replicate of V2 technology. They decided to choose location on forest. We will talk about different locations. We will talk about location candidates later on, but they decided to choose far east of the country because they would like to build an industrial cluster in Russian far east and possibly to attract international cooperation, considering that this place is surrounded by Japan's south, they're bordering Japan, South Korea, and China, all of the country which more or less involved in space industry. So there is a hope that it would be, because of location of this spaceport, it would trigger some kind of international cooperation. We'll see. It's very unclear at this stage. When they decided to choose a location, there were six places they considered. Two in Europe, two in Siberia, and two on Far East. So European location were Kapustin Yar. It's like the whole idea about Kapustin Yar was like, if in Australia we decided to revive Woomera and make it commercially viable. Second place was, I would not try to pronounce it, it was in Perm region, it's still European part. There were two places in Siberia, in Omsk region and in Irkutsk region. The problem with these four, they have been dismissed immediately because of trajectory and dropping zone. The issue would never happened in former USSR because it would be a matter of national security and this area would be cleared up without any questions asked. Not anymore because land has a value, land expensive, plus there is such a pressure from green movement to prevent launching rockets and such in more relative dense populated area of the country. So in reality in 2007, they have two places. The place where they finally decide to build, it's called now Vostochny, but before it was Svobodny mobile launcher site. In USSR time, it was a military base with intercontinental rockets. It was decommissioned after US and USSR signed agreement on arm of limitation of strategic weaponry, but around 90s it was a place of location of solid rockets, converted military rockets, which delivered 6 times payloads, and 5 of them, I believe, they were commercial payloads for Israel in the same location. So this place has such a facility. Another place, Port Vanino or Sovetskaya Gavань, it was originally even in better favor because this was industrial cluster, plus the launch site would be on Pacific coast, which would make life much easier. It would not be any issue of drop zone if you're launching to the into eastern direction. Unfortunately, what happened when reconnaissance commission look at this place, in the last day of their visit, it was a quite strong earthquake, and they decided, no, we're going to move here because it's less risk from seismology point of view. So why they believe this location has the most benefit? First of all, the biggest issue is drop zones. Like I said, this place, they did not need to build spaceport from scratch, like in Baikonur or in Plesetsk. It has some facility which left from Svobodny spaceport. Svobodny was decommissioned at the same year when government made decision about Vostochny in 2007. Each provides the widest range of launch azimuths. So idea is they can launch payloads from 51.8 degrees inclination to 90 something. I don't remember exact number, but it's called a sun synchronous orbits. Any other location provided less range of angles. So obviously for GEO mission and GTO mission, it does not matter because payload would be launched on initial orbit and after that inclination would be changed. But the most of the payloads, it was very important for missions for low Earth orbit and medium Earth orbit. Okay, about ISS. ISS using inclination 51.6. All payloads which launch from Baikonur using the same inclination, but Vostochny using 51.8, but it's negligently low. Comparing what energy effort you have to put to geostationary orbit, to move like 58 degrees to make it zero. 0.2 degree was considered not a big deal from energy point of view. By the way, there is a quiz question. Baikonur located on latitude 49 almost like 50 degrees, 47.9, I don't remember exact number, but the lowest inclination Russian used was 51.6. Do you know the reason? The reason is drop zones. If they use lesser inclination, stages would be dropped on Chinese territory. So they try to avoid this. So from 1996 till 2007, it was a place for mobile division, which made successful six orbital launches. All of them has been done by commercial program. In 2007, after decommissioning Svobodny spaceport, or launch site, I'd rather say, because it was not fully functional spaceport, Putin make a government decree to establish a new space facility on Russian somewhere. At this stage, they did not know location. In 2008, Russian government committed to funding decision. I believe the story was that it was personal influence of Putin to do this, because Russian Minister of Economy did not like idea to spend so much money, but Putin insisted and it happened. In 2009, and you can see the slowness of the government bureaucracy, only in 2009 it was the government order to start planning for construction. In the same year, PPTS is the code name for new generation Russian managed space transportation system. It happened in 2009, and in the same year they have a tender for development of man-rated launch vehicle, which called Rus-M, to launch this new generation spacecraft. Currently it's called Federation. So in 2010 they have symbolic first stone ceremony in location which they finally selected on Vostochny, and construction started only in 2011. So consider timing: 2011 real construction started, 2015 spaceport was launch ready, 2016 first maiden launch. For Russian standards, it's a light speed. Obviously, it has probably more time, and we will discuss how long it was checked to build a launch pad during different time for different spaceport. But I can assure you, for this country right now, it's a light speed of execution, despite scandals, despite absence of general plan. Now, to add more complexity, spaceport started construction in 2011. In 2011, a new chief of space agency canceling launch vehicle which supposed to fly from the spaceport. Could you imagine a situation like this? So you need to build something and make it Space Force in 5 years, but main launcher is canceled within 1 year of construction. In 2011, they make a decision in the same year. If they cancel it one rocket, they're supposed to bring some kind of substitute. Don't forget, Angara flew only in 2014, and nobody was even sure because project was extended for 20 years. So they started construction, they went to construction, and they decided, okay, we will replicate Soyuz Series 2 launch vehicle and build a single space launch pad on Vostochny. Obviously, this decision was influenced by success of European investment in French Guiana, because European, from 2004, they approved creation of similar launch pad. And in Vostochny, they effectively replicated facility which they built in Kourou. Kourou is a place of European Space Agency when they provide launches of Soyuz, Ariane 5, and Vega space rockets. Okay, in 2012, full scale of construction started. In 2014, Roscosmos decided to scrap the idea of launching man-rated Soyuz vehicle from Vostochny. The problem was that they cannot guarantee search and rescue mission in case of abort when something go wrong. So starting from 2014, it's supposed to be a cargo Soyuz 2 launches only. In 2014, Angara became space worthy. They have two launches of small Angara, the light Angara, Angara 1.2, and the heavy Angara, Angara 5 from Plesetsk. Like I said, in 2015, stage one of the spaceport was technically launch ready. They little bit delayed decision to launch because they promised to make a maiden flight in December 2015. They were late only for a few months. And on 28th of April, it was maiden launch of Soyuz 2.1 configuration, a launch vehicle. Unfortunately, one day later than it was planned. At the moment, Soyuz Series 2 launchers operate from four different spaceports on three different continents. Baikonur and Vostochny, obviously, in Asia, Plesetsk in Europe, and Kourou in South America. It took 2.1 years to build launch pad for even not Soyuz. It was two-stage rocket at that time, and before it was intercontinental missile, ballistic missile. In Plesetsk, it took 3.1 years. In Kourou, from decision to first maiden launch, almost 6 years. But we can blame European bureaucracy on this. And in Russia, it took almost 8.5 years. Obviously, we're not comparing apple with apples here because Baikonur and Plesetsk, it was unlimited funding from Department of Defense. In Kourou, it took a lot of time because of European Space Agency required a lot of groundwork in terms of paperwork, and there were only five countries who supported this project. Kourou and Vostochny introduced space pads with additional facility. We will talk about this. Only this facility have a mobile tower which can protect rocket from wet climate in Kourou and probably from cold climate in Vostochny. At the moment, Soyuz 2 using four launch pads, but in theory they can scale up operations by adding one additional launch pad, which currently used by manned mission on Baikonur, additional two launch pad on Plesetsk, which used by another variation of Soyuz vehicle. As soon as those vehicle would become decommissioned, in theory, Soyuz could be launched from eight different launch pads. There is one additional launch pad in Plesetsk, which never used, but which can be restored in probably for the time less, which took less than 8 years. And there are some statistics. There were 17 of Soyuz 2 launches from Baikonur, 26 from Plesetsk, 14 from Kourou, 1 from Vostochny. What I believe would happen in the next 5-6 years, this number probably would decrease, and this number probably would increase. Russians have a big package of orders from a company which called Web1 to deploy their constellation of satellites. It's a new generation of internet, even named Chelyankich, probably internet satellites to provide internet services.